AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Viola Davis makes history, becoming the first black woman to win an Emmy for Best Drama Series Actress. She says there's still work to be done in getting more diverse stories on screen. And John Hamm finally took home a Best Actor in a Drama Emmy for the final season of Mad Men. But one of the emotional high points at the Emmy Awards didn't come from a winner, but a presenter.
Thank you so much. I miss you guys so much.
More than a year ago, Tracy Morgan nearly died after a tractor trailer hit his limo bus and left one of Morgan's friends dead. Morgan told the crowd he was in a coma for more than a week.
When I finally regained consciousness, I was just ecstatic to learn that I wasn't the one who messed up.
Morgan announced the winner of the Best Dramatic Series, Game of Thrones. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Pope Francis will celebrate Mass on Monday in a central eastern city in Cuba, another on Tuesday at the Sanctuary of the Virgin of Charity of Cobre outside Santiago. After that, he leaves Tuesday for the U.S. In New York, one of the big three U.S. cities the pontiff will visit, Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he has faith that Pope Francis will be safely protected.
We want to do it with extraordinary care, but we also want to be sensitive to his desire to be as visible to as many people, to allow as many people as possible to see him. And it's going to work out okay.
The 2014 Ebola epidemic pitted a lethal virus against a barely there health system. An AP investigation finds a string of avoidable errors badly undermine the work of international aid workers, including virologist Joseph Fair.
With funding cuts in prior years, you're going to experience a lag in an acute response. And so that's exactly what happened with WHO. And I do want to point out it wasn't just WHO. It was all really international health authorities. In fact, none of us can be proud of what happened in West Africa.
This is AP Radio News. Seattle teachers have approved a labor contract with their school district, officially ending a week-long strike that delayed the start of school for 53,000 students. A sequel was tops at the weekend box office.
A lot of our friends died for us to get this far.
Maze Runner, The Scorched Trials has the number one spot. The sequel to last year's release took in $30.3 million, according to studio estimates. That represents about half of its original budget. Number two is the Johnny Depp movie Black Mass. It took in $23.4 million, and that's considered a pretty decent take for an R-rated adult drama. It also reverses a box office slump for Depp, whose last three films, Mordecai, Transcendence, and The Lone Ranger, fared poorly. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A broken collarbone has sidelined Tony Romo.
I felt it, you know, just has a little bit of a pop to it.
The Cowboys quarterback suffered the injury in a 20-10 win over the Eagles. He says he'll be back. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.